I see the sadness of a thousand goodbyes when I look in your eyes. And it is no surprise to see the softness of the moon in your eyes, the gentle sparkle of the stars in the skies when I look in your eyes. In your eyes I see the deepness of
the sea. Good evening.
I'm
calling to order the meeting of the City of Goleta Planning Commission for July 24th, 2023. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Next, we'll have a roll call of the Planning Commission.
Commissioner Miller.
Present.
Commissioner Fullerton.
Here.
Commissioner Chapman.
Here.
Vice Chair Maynard.
Here.
And Chair Smith.
Here. Our next item is public forum. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak on any item that's not on tonight's agenda. Do we have any requests to speak for public forum?
I have no speaker slips, and there are no members of the public online, so no.
Okay. Then we will go ahead and close the public forum. Next, do we have any amendments or adjustments to the agenda?
Madam Chair, we have no amendments or adjustments.
Okay. Then moving right along, we'll go to our first item A, which is a public hearing. Okay.
And that is item A1, proposed second amendment to development agreement for SciWest Goleta Gardens, LLC, 907 South Kellogg Avenue, APN 071-190-035, case number 23-0002-ORD.
Wonderful, thank you. So my understanding is that we'll start this evening with a presentation from staff. And our typical process is we'll go through the staff presentation. And then if there's any Planning Commission questions, we'll take those then. Then we'll open things up for public comment and then come back for final deliberations. So we'll begin with our staff presentation.
Thank you. Good evening, Chair Smith and Planning Commissioners. I'm Kathy Allen, Supervising Senior Planner, Project Manager of the DA project tonight. So the proposed project was before the Planning Commission last year in July also, and tonight I'll be presenting the project background along with the current requests. Bear with me 1 minute. So to continue, before getting into the details of tonight's request, I'd like to provide some general information about development agreements. DAs allow projects to seek vested rights in exchange for public benefit. California Government Code Sections 65864 and 65865 have standards for agencies to use for DAs. The Goleta Municipal Code incorporates the guidance from the state government codes and Municipal Code Section 17.65. The City Council is the review authority on DAs following a recommendation from the Planning Commission. The project site is located at 907 South Kellogg Avenue, which is the location of the existing Westwind Drive-In Theater, which is no longer operating. And this is at the end of South Kellogg Avenue. The site is located in the coastal zone. The original development agreement approved by the City Council granted a license to the city to use a private access road to the San Jose Creek Channel in exchange for an extension of the deadline to use the city's former zoning ordinance to December 31, 2023, or the date the Coastal Commission certifies the local coastal program, whichever occurs first. Regarding the background of the DA, in May 2021, the City Council adopted Ordinance Number 2104, approving the DA, and in April 2022, the Coastal Commission approved the DA with the condition that the extension date to use the original zoning expire on December 31, 2023, or the date that the Coastal Commission certifies the city's local coastal plan. The Planning Commission recommended approval of the First Amendment to the DA, adding the condition from the Coastal Commission in July 2022. And the City Council approved the First Amendment to the DA in September 2022. The current request for a second amendment to the development agreement is to extend the date of the DA to December 31st, 2024. Or the local coastal program certification date, whichever occurs first. The extension until December 2024 is necessary to allow time to complete the preparation of the project EIR and to conduct the associated public hearings before the Planning Commission and possibly the City Council. In summary, the proposed DA Second Amendment complies with the Municipal Code Section 17.65. The DA Second Amendment findings can be made to support the approval of the DA Second Amendment, and the DA project can be found exempt from CEQA for CEQA guidelines 15061B3 and 15060C2. So staff recommends that the Planning Commission adopt the proposed resolution that recommends to the City Council approval of the Goleta Gardens LLC SciWest Development Agreement Second Amendment and approval of the Notice of Exemption. So this concludes my presentation, and I'm available for any questions. Also, Gerald Kamadi is here tonight. He's our consulting engineer for the city, and is available to answer any questions about the access to San Jose Creek. Also, we did receive one letter from the union for the carpenters, the attorney for the union, and the letter was really addressing the project itself rather than the DA, so it's not actually appropriate for us to discuss that tonight. And that concludes my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see. Do I need to ask the commission about ex parte, any ex parte communications? Yes. Okay. It's been a while. So do any commissioners have any ex parte communications to report?
I have not had any ex parte communications since our last meeting on this site.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah, for clarity. Yeah, since, you know, with this current item pending and since our last discussion of this item. Okay. Let's see. First, I'll
Chair Smith?
Yes.
Can we just, for the record, have everybody just announce whether they've had any ex parte communications?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll start with Commissioner Miller.
I have had no ex parte communications.
You said yours. I've had no ex parte communications.
I've had no ex parte communications.
I've had no ex parte communications on this.
Thank you. Okay. Let's see. For commissioner questions, first, Commissioner Fullerton.
Yeah, just a question for staff. Is this extension of our, is it because the applicant wanted more time, or is it because the Coastal Commission needs more time?
Chair Smith and Commissioner Fullerton, I think it's kind of both that the Coastal Commission took a while with their action originally, and then for us to process the project, the EIR takes a while to do, and so it's kind of both. The Coastal Commission will not need to see the DA, the second amendment, so that we'll not need to go back to the Coastal Commission for that. We did hear from Coastal staff on that.
And just would add that it's really about the timing of how of the processing for the or the preparation for the environmental impact report that's being prepared for the associated project. It's just taken, I think, longer than I think we anticipated, and then we want to give enough time to have the public process, the EIR finish preparation, having the 45-day public review period, and then going through the hearing process with this body and then possibly City Council. If the EIR results in any Class 1 impacts, then the project would be reviewed by and acted upon by City Council. So that's kind of, we had hoped to be done this year, but the timing's not working out that way.
Okay, thank you.
Next, Commissioner Chapman.
Thank you. So the original agreement was before I was on this commission, so I'm not as familiar with the background. My question is, why does the Coastal Commission want this agreement, development agreement, to be contingent on adoption of the local coastal program? Why would that be the end date?
They're hoping that the adoption of the LCP would happen before, well, in it much quicker than they were just hoping to set a different time frame and that it would coincide with the adoption of the LCP, which that project is still underway and under preparation by City Council, by our advanced planning staff, and it looks like our director wants to add in.
Madam Chair and Commissioner Chapman, that's a great question. The local coastal program, once it's certified, will replace our existing coastal zoning, or rather our existing coastal zoning will become certified as compliant with the Coastal Act. And so the Coastal Commission is probably looking forward to that day, as are we, because they will then have confidence they'll want to have those standards in place and applicable to projects. So for the Coastal Commission, of course, the local coastal program certification carries special weight because it would allow, it automatically results in the delegation of coastal permit authority from the Coastal Commission, where it resides now, pre-certification to the City of Goleta.
And then just for some additional context, is it correct? My understanding is that this initial application was submitted back around 2017, is that right? So it was before we adopted our current zoning code?
Yes.
That's correct.
2017, 2018, somewhere, yeah.
Okay, and then my understanding is sort of with the development agreement, sort of the rights to use the previous code are preserved in exchange for this benefit that's given to the city?
Yes, the benefit of access to the San Jose Creek channel.
Great, wonderful. And I know it's, I think in our role as commissioners, it's sometimes a little more challenging to understand some of these broader issues impacting the city that the council often takes on. But my understanding that this access is critical, not just for this the city, but also I think there's other government entities involved.
Yes, I'd like to defer to Mr. Kamadi.
Oh, thank you.
Knows it well.
Good evening, Chair Smith, members of the commission. This access is primarily used by the Santa Barbara County Flood Control District for maintenance and dredging activities along the area just south of the end of the channel. That's where most of the sediment gets accumulated and So they maintain that from that west side of the channel. Right now, they have existing easement of about 20 feet, which is pretty narrow for the type of equipment that is needed for dredging activities. When the channel widening was completed by the city back in 2014, a condition of that project, which is that channel is owned by the flood control district, was when they widened it, they took away access from the east side of the channel because they needed the width. So resulting in the only access occurring on the west side. So with that, the city committed to providing additional easement or width any way possible to enhance that that access for those construction activities. So that's how this deal kind of was developed.
Thank you for that information. That's helpful. Let's see. I jumped ahead. Those were my questions. Next, Vice Chair Maynard.
So one question on from planning staff. How many extensions are allowed on this? So I think this is the first extension since the initial development agreement, but moving forward, another hiccup comes up in the EIR. How many times can it be extended and for how long?
Vice Chair Maynard and Chair Stutz, I can answer that question. DAs are contracts, so they can be amended as many times as it needs to be.
So it's not restricted by the Title 17 section on time extensions?
No, those are on development plans and other permits.
Okay. I guess I have a question for the applicants. We heard a little bit about the EIR taking longer, but I remember being here for the first development agreement. So I guess my question to the applicant is, can you tell us a little bit about how you'll ensure that you don't need another time extension and kind of can stay within this time frame?
I think so. Yes. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Good evening, Madam Chair and commission members and staff. My name is Bill Vieira. I'm with SciWest Development. We are the applicant for the project, and I appreciate the consideration of our request tonight. I guess the question really is, would we be seeking a subsequent extension?
How would you ensure that you won't seek another extension? The balance for me, right, is that we worked really, really hard on the zoning ordinance. The community put a lot of heart and soul into it, and I think our citizens are eager to see it implemented. For good reason, we approved a development agreement because of the compromise with this extension, but it was quite controversial at the time to extend this all the way out. Now we're extending it another year. How do we make sure that it doesn't get extended again?
Yeah, no, I appreciate the question. It is, it's something that we would like to continue to expedite along in its process. It's kind of funny, I was looking at the chronology, and it is amazing how long things take to go through a process. And it was a year ago, essentially, that we received the approval for the first one. And so here we are again, a year later, looking for an extension and still going through the process. I'd like to say that we will be done in early 24, optimistically 23. I'm an optimist, but realistically 24. So I wouldn't think I'd be standing here again. I would hope I wouldn't be. But again, some of that does depend on the processing time. And then we do have to go through the Coastal Commission. So it's a matter of just trying to stay on a timeline that works for everybody. So I'm not sure if that's the best answer for you, but that's the honest one. Okay.
I have one other unrelated question. So I guess I know we received a letter from one of the unions that we've decided is outside of scope for tonight, so I'm going to scope it around my question around that. But I know that in the past, it seems like the letter does have some questions about the CEQA process. And in the past, sometimes I won't go into the details of that. I'll just say, how are we doing on the CEQA process? Have we sort of double-checked and crossed our T's and dotted our I's? We don't have any concerns there. Just in terms of noticing. I know on the Hollister Village project, we had to back out one of our decisions because of a discern around the CEQA process. I just want to make sure we're following the protocols tightly here.
Correct. I think on the CEQA process, that's still ongoing in the planning department. In this letter that was submitted by the trade union today, they asked to be informed of all future CEQA actions on the underlying SciWest project. So they will be very informed about what's going on and will have the opportunity to comment. With respect to the actions that were taken in previous cases, very specific to that case, I don't think we're dealing with quite the same issues here. And but, you know, they've asked to be involved earlier in the process, and we will ensure that happens.
Any other questions from other commissioners? Okay. Oh, Commissioner Chapman.
Thank you. Just a little more background, if staff could. What is the primary benefit to the applicant for using the older zoning code on this? Is it just the certainty, or are there uses that wouldn't be compatible with the current zoning code?
Chair Smith and Commissioner Chapman, and I'll say what I believe, and then maybe Mr. Vieira can elaborate, but my understanding is it mostly had to do with the building height. So it was measured a particular way in the old zoning code, which is from final grade. And in the new code, we take it from existing grade. So they are going to have to do some fill to bring the building up out of the flood zone. And so then that makes the, if they use the current code, it reduces the building height that they would be able to build versus the old code. Is that clear?
Yeah, thank you.
Great.
Commissioner Maynard.
I would just add that there's quite a bit in the zoning ordinance that's changed substantially, and so there's a number of different benefits that they could have from using the older zoning ordinance, that it'd be hard to quantify every single one of them here. I think another one that they could use, I don't know if they will use, is the new zoning code also has stronger language around protecting streamside protected areas, SPAs. So there's also some additional guidance there. But it's substantial, the number of changes between the old zoning ordinance and the new zoning ordinance.
Any other questions from commissioners? Okay, I see none. Next, we'll go to public comment. So do we have speakers for public comment?
Yes, Chair, if you would open the public hearing.
Oh, yes. I will now formally open the public hearing and open up the floor for public comment.
And I have no speaker slips, and there are no members of the public online.
Okay. So just confirming, would anyone else wish to speak any more this evening on this item? Okay. All right. Well, with that, I will close the public forum. And we will move into deliberation. So any comments from commissioners? Is there a motion? Vice Chair Maynard.
I'll open the deliberation. So I joined the Planning Commission right as the new zoning ordinance was started, so I got to be involved throughout this process. And there were a number of different changes throughout the community. This was an ordinance that the community has really been very, very excited to see for a long time and very excited to see implemented in its full capacity. And as such, I know how important being able to initiate that is. I also understand the value of this development agreement. And so I am tempted, would lean towards voting in approval of the second amendment tonight and supporting this, but also doing that with the weight that it is a big decision to do. And I think it's not as straightforward as it may appear in the staff report, because in some ways this is a big ask. And as long as this is, if we do this year and we do the one extension, I would be comfortable with this. I would be very concerned if we did this again next year. So I'm hoping that following the public comments that we had tonight from the applicant, that this is our one and only extension. But I know you don't need to, and I can't ask you to commit to that tonight. But to sort of put it out there, I do think this is a big deal, and I think this is something I'm eager to be able to sort of see the NZO fully implemented for future projects, but I would lean towards supporting this project tonight, the amendment tonight.
Commissioner Fullerton.
Yeah, I echo the concerns about drawing this out anymore, but I do support the one extension tonight.
Commissioner Miller.
Well, thank you. Because I'm a new commissioner, you know, this is all pretty new to me, this whole item. So it's interesting for me to hear what others have to say about it, because it appears to be much more detailed than if you just read the documents. It really is different, because again, we're dealing with the old zoning code. So my question is, and how might this affect any other development agreements that may be out there that are also being asked or will be asked to use the old zoning code? I don't even know if any of them exist. I'm just, a question was raised in my mind listening to the talk. And is this something that's a one-off, or are there going to be other instances where you have to really, you know, dig in deep and figure out whether it's going to be a workable thing? In listening to Commissioner Maynard talk about, you know, the hard work that's gone into this new zoning code, and I feel that, and even though I didn't work on it, I know that there was a ton of work. So my concern is that do we know about any other situations that are similar out there?
I think staff wanted to weigh in briefly.
Yeah, I can respond to that. This is the only application that we have that has had a development agreement approved to extend a certain provision of the old zoning code. However, there are two other projects that were deemed complete prior to 2019 that are still on the books that could still be processed. They both have been on hold pending water availability. So, you know, we expect those to come back in the door come, you know, in the next 6 months or so, plus at least one of them or two of them have been the subject of discussion. For the housing element. So anyway, but there are, like I said, there's this project and then two other housing projects that are still pending that were deemed complete prior to September 1st, 2019.
Madam Chair and Commissioner Miller, just to add to Ms. Brosi's response, there are no other projects that use a development agreement to carry over the old zoning code. So the two other projects that Ms. Brosi referenced are vested by right of law under the old ordinance provisions, but this is really a one-off with respect to this project.
Thank you.
Any other comments or deliberations from commissioners? I see none. Is there a motion?
Chair Smith. Sorry.
Oh, yes.
Just a parliamentarian here. Can
yes.
we close the public hearing?
Yes.
Thanks.
Sorry, I thought I did that, but I'll. just in case.
Just to clear up confusion, we close the public comment period, mm-hmm. going to deliberations, and then we close the public hearing after deliberations before we entertain a motion.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. We will.
Yeah, sorry, just for clarification, because I think the the reason why you keep the public hearing later is that you can ask questions of staff while the public hearing is open, but once the public hearing closes, you can't ask staff questions anymore. Is that right?
That's correct. And you can always reopen the public hearing to ask staff questions. You just need to close it again.
Got it. Okay. Anything else from commissioners before? Okay. We will close the public hearing. And do we have a motion? Vice Chair Maynard.
I make a motion that we adopt Planning Commission Resolution Number 23-, entitled a Resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Goleta, California, recommending to the City Council approval of a second amendment of the Goleta Gardens LLC development agreement to provide that the term of the development agreement must not extend beyond the date the Coastal Commission certifies the city's local coastal program, or December 31st, 2024, whichever occurs first. 907 South Kellogg Avenue, case number 23-0002-ORD, period, attachment 1.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, we have a second. And then I understand we will move to a roll call vote of the Planning Commission.
Yes, and please do lock in your votes. Commissioner Miller.
Yes.
Commissioner Fullerton.
Yes.
Commissioner Chapman.
Aye.
Vice Chair Maynard.
Yes.
And Chair Smith.
Yes. And so the motion passes unanimously. Okay. Well, thank you very much to city staff and to the applicant for your time. And we'll move on to our next item, which I believe is director updates.
Thank you. Good evening, Chair and Commissioners. As you're aware, tomorrow evening we will reconvene and the Planning Commission will sit together jointly with the City Council to continue the discussion of and study session of housing element potential housing sites that will begin at 5:30 p.m. in the chambers here. And we will have an opportunity to take public comment on that topic. Then, as I announced at our last meeting, next Thursday, August 3rd at noon, there will be a plastic-free Goleta lunch and learn to learn about the new requirements of our plastic-free zoning ordinance. Also, it is not too early to look ahead to our dam dinner on Saturday, August 19th from 4 to 7 at Lake Los Carneros Dam, as I announced last time as well. And our next Planning Commission meeting, sitting alone, will be as scheduled on October 14th. We will be considering the continued Stork Medical Offices project that evening, which the Planning Commission continued from the July 10th meeting. Did I say August? Excuse me. August 14th. Not, pardon me.
I wrote October.
Thank you for catching that.
Thank you for that update. Right. Let's see. Do we have any Planning Commission comments? Okay. With that, I'll take a... Is there a motion for adjournment?
I'll motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Okay. A motion and a second, and we'll do a roll call vote of the Planning Commission for adjournment.
Commissioner Miller.
Yes.
Commissioner Fullerton.
Yes.
Commissioner Chapman.
Yes.
Vice Chair Maynard.
Yes.
And Chair Smith.
Yes. Our meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.